Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Felony child abuse charge filed against Gillette man. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Gillette man is facing a felony child abuse charge after investigations say a three-year-old boy suffered significant bruising that appeared to have been caused by a belt. According to County 17, Brian Salisbury was charged in Campbell County Circuit Court following an investigation by the Gillette Police Department and the Wyoming Department of Family Services. According to court documents, the investigation began May 11th after a local school employee reported that a student said her father had spanked her younger brother too hard with a belt, leaving what she described as large bruises. Police reviewed photographs showing dark bruising on the back of the boy's leg. Investigators determined the injuries appeared consistent with being struck by a belt and exceeded what they considered normal corporal punishment. Court records state Salisbury told police the child was injured after falling downstairs. However, investigators say the injuries did not match the explanation. The affidavit also alleges Salisbury used various forms of discipline, including lengthy toilet sitting after accidents, requiring children to stand in a corner while holding a gallon of water and spanking. Salisbury denied using a belt on the child. According to investigators, Salisbury ended the police interview after being told the injuries appeared to have been intentionally inflicted. Former Weston County clerk sentenced in election error case. The former Weston County clerk, who admitted to election law violations connected to the 2024 general election, will avoid jail time under a plea agreement approved Wednesday. According to Cowboy State Daily, Becky Hadlock was sentenced in circuit court to pay a $500 fine along with $220 in court costs and fees after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor election law violation. Judge Linda Bush ruled that no jail time or probation would be imposed. Hadlock was originally charged in April with two felonies, election code violations by an election official and falsifying election documents, charges that together carried possible penalties of up to 10 years in prison and $20,000 in fines. Special Prosecutor Dan Itzen says Hadlock's resignation as Weston County Clerk factored into the decision to reduce the charges to a misdemeanor, though he said resigning was not formally part of the plea deal. The case stems from the 2024 general election when faulty ballots were reportedly mixed with correct ballots in Weston County, creating errors in two uncontested races and raising concerns about the county's post-election audit. Hadlock later agreed to a hand count, and officials say the final election results were accurate by November 8th. Hadlock is also expected to change her plea next month in a separate case involving allegations that she defied a legislative subpoena tied to the election investigation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.